Hello, my beauties, and welcome back to Love Your Hair, Love Your Life, your complete guide to success through spiritual awakening, self-love, and holistic beauty. I'm your host, Renee, and today we're going to really dive into the idea of living this great life you are meant as your birthright to live. Today, I'm talking about how to actually manifest, co-create the life that you only, you dreamt of, but maybe somewhere in your mind didn't think was possible to attain. Make sure you check out my blog, myayurvedabeauty.blogspot.com. Where I actually get into more details about each topic, including this one. Yes, follow me on Instagram, Cosmonista Shreyas. So, without further ado, let's dive in. So, what is manifesting? Well, manifesting is basically the process through which you become the main actor in really setting up all the pieces of the puzzle that is your life. And really think of it. Who do you know around you who doesn't want to live a successful, harmonious, blissful life, which is a life full of just pleasure, delight, and a life where work doesn't feel like work, where you're actually making money without feeling strained or stressed, a life where you are healthy and really have all the reasons in life to feel grateful. So, yes, the answer is probably no one unless you're going through major depression, which I do not wish to anyone, because you've been, if that's the case, you've been really, from my perspective, wasting time, wasting all your potential. So yes, being successful is the wish of, pretty much everyone. And success has different connotations, which usually are related to our upbringing, to our culture, to our religious beliefs, the media we've been exposed to since childhood, the way we were raised. Everything our parents or the people who raised us told us, those little things, those little sentences that seem harmless, but actually leaving you with tremendous, tremendous trauma, whether you know it or not. Mostly it's subconscious trauma.
And actually most of us don't really realize that most of our thoughts, most of the position that we take based on this and this topic, the judgments that we impose onto specific situations, most of those are limiting beliefs and thought patterns which we have brewed for, let's face it, our entire lives, beliefs that have been passed on to us by, our friends, our family, our parents. And if you've lived a pretty successful, quote-unquote successful, meaning that you have not been deceived so much by, people, relationships, if you were born into a family where you inherited wealth, which is, more financial wealth, you certainly have a different point of view on what your life, well, your standards are compared to someone who, say, grew up in a family where they experienced maybe abuse, or maybe their parents lacked financial freedom, and where that actually was an issue. Or maybe you've dealt with health issues. You don't have the same type of programming, depending on basically how you grew up. So before even talking about manifesting, meaning taking an active role in mastering the course of your life, the preamble to that is really dealing with your programming, meaning noticing your thought pattern, noticing your rituals, your daily rituals, start to be an objective outside witness, you know, almost like when you read a book and you are the narrator who's pretty much just without judgment looking at things the way they are happening and stating them, acknowledging them. That's, I believe, you know, the beginning of recovery from limiting thoughts and limiting habits. It's really realizing when you're actually thinking such and such way, noticing, you know, what kind of thought they are, whether they're, you know, thoughts pulling you from the dirt, uplifting you, or if actually on the contrary, those are thoughts, that are, you know, like people like to make excuses for themselves, excusing their procrastination habits, blaming basically the world, blaming everything for all the bad stuff that are happening in their lives. So assess that. See your pattern and tell yourself to stop. It's just as simple as that, because those are games of the ego. And the ego will always tend to make you feel like you're a victim. And, well, you know, being in a state of victimhood only does one thing, making maybe you feel better about the mediocrity of your life, the fact that things are not really progressing, but in actuality, you're like vegetating. You're not really doing anything. You're not using your full potential and in creating the life that you want, but also being a positive impact, a role model to the people around you. So programming, or maybe I should say deprogram and reprogram yourself, is the preliminary action you should take. Start to analyze all those things that you are doing that are not in line with the life that you want to live. So once you start doing that, it's really like a game of a fun game of finding out what works for you. You can start dealing with affirmations. You can do self or auto hypnosis. Find what works for you. Repeat yourself every day the things that you want the ideal version of you to be. I am beautiful, I am divine, I am creation, I am success, I am a money magnet. Every day, in every way, I feel better and better. Negative thoughts, negative suggestions have no have no influence over me in all levels of mind. I am abundance, I am prosperity, I am strength, I am enlightenment. Really, you find out, you know, what are those things that you want to be, that you want to represent, and you start affirming, invoking your subconscious mind in order for your higher self to shine through, to just, you know, come out of all the junk you've been feeding it. So, you know, you do that, and it's really a work of every day, because, you know, it's, you know, magic happens. The law of attraction works regardless of whether you feel it or not. It actually has been working. It's just that maybe because you were not participating actively, you have actually been manifesting that which you do not actually want. Because as per the law of attraction, worrying, spending time procrastinating, spending time thinking on what doesn't work equals pretty much praying for those things to manifest into your life. So you have been already being taking a role in the life that you are living right now, whether you are the CEO of a great company or a great wife with a loving family, a fulfilling life, or maybe being stuck in a dead-end job, feeling unhappy, feeling like you just want to change, you want to start living, or you're looking at pictures, movies, or your neighbor, and you're thinking, wow, why am I not living their life? You know, having that feeling of envy, which makes you hostile and, you know, creates animosity and self-deprecation, self-hate. So, yes, the law of attraction has been and will always be working. So find what works for you. What are your rituals? Whatever you can do every day on a minute basis, from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed, take active measures to change your limiting thoughts, patterns of behaviors, and habits. So once you've done that, I pretty much have five components, five elements that will actually make you manifest, co-create your life in an optimal level. And once you start doing those things, you'll see not only your outlook in life will be brighter, miracles, you'll see miracles happening all the time. You will see miracles in the smallest things, in those things that happened around you or in your life, but you were so busy nagging and bitching about it that, well, you didn't see them and you felt like you had no reason to feel grateful. Whereas, you know, if you look around you, gosh, you know, we're surrounded by reasons to feel blessed. So my first element, my first factor in starting to manifest that which you exactly want in your life is simply to have faith, to believe. You know, I talked a little bit about magic, and I think I mentioned it in my previous podcast. Magic, I see it as simply getting to know the environment in which you live, knowing the different energies and beings of light, of love, surrounding you, whether it be angels, masters, or even fairies, which are pretty much angels of Mother Nature, of the environment. And basically knowing these beings, getting to know them on a one-to-one basis, and, you know, starting to apply what you know to start attracting those basic energies, the ones you want, not the ones you do not want, because the focus here has to be on that which you actually want to materialize. So magic will happen so long as you have faith. And faith and belief is a funny thing. You know, if you're born into a quote-unquote spiritual or, you know, more religious family, you have been taught to believe in God, whereas you've never seen him or her. but yet you believe. You believe in God. So why not pushing it a little further and actually feel the emotion of, yes, I want this, and I know I have faith in that. It's actually happening right now. It's just faith without questioning it. Just believe and smile on the inside. You know, smile every day and know whatever your wish is, it has been granted. But of course, you know, if you go back to my previous podcast, I talked about finding your life purpose. You cannot know what you want unless you've done some major work, you know, inside of you. You have to know what your dharma is in order to start to really have an actual view of, you know, how it will unfold. So faith. The second factor, in my view, is to do an assessment. Know where you are right now. And like I said, you could have a great life, but it's always a work in progress. You know, it's never really great for a long time if it stagnates. I mean, think of it. You've probably been in relationships with a great guy, and you were, you know, eyeing that guy for a while before you started dating, maybe in high school, in college, or maybe it was a coworker, or maybe it's some guy that you used to see in some, I don't know, club, whatever. And you've been seeing that guy, checking him out. He looks very good. He looks interesting, intelligent. Well, basically to your taste. And then things happen and you guys started dating. The relationship actually turned out to be a little dull compared to what your imagination had prepared you for. Or, yes, you've been so much fantasizing about the ideal version of this guy that maybe you didn't think that, I don't know, that he had those annoying habits that would, you know, lead you to believe that maybe he's not really the right person for me. Well, you know, that's how I think manifesting shouldn't happen. You know, even if you have a great life, it could always be better. Even if you have a relationship, you have to keep nurturing it. You have to keep raising the standards so that the relationship evolves as you are evolving or your partner is evolving. Because we are human beings. We are beings of intelligence, of potential. So whatever I lacked 10 years ago certainly is not really a reflection of the things that I want to have in my life today. And thank God for it. Because when I look at my life back then, well, I was pretty much going with the flow, but in a more of a, how can I put it? sort of, yes, I felt like the roles were set already. So, yes, I was just, you know, waking up every day like a zombie and doing what I had to do without really much vision. So, yes, regardless of where you are right now, know where you are, recognize what brought you in this situation. If it's a great position, amazing for you. But don't do it in a random way. Start to see what exactly you did that was so great that puts you in this great position. And on the other side, if you feel like, you know, you could do better on, you know, one aspect of your life. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your fitness. Maybe it's friendships. Every one of us at some point in our life, at any given moment, I should say, has something that needs improvement and that needs divine inspiration, or as people would call it, intuition. But what is intuition? What is that inner voice talking to you if it is not divine inspiration? So know where you are and know where you are heading, what the outcome is. Don't think about the logistics. Don't think about the details. Don't think about, oh my God, how am I going to do that? You know, this thing that I want, it seems so unreachable for me. And those self-doubts, those limiting thoughts start invading you, invading your mind on a conscious level. No, don't think about the details. Just know that whatever you want, that thing that you want as a destination, God will put up whatever is needed, whatever the logistic will be, in order for you to attain that. So, third element, visualization. Use your imagination to visualize. You know, you can see, you know, you go to a bookstore, you go on the internet. There are so many ways you can learn to visualize on a daily basis. And I say on a daily basis. It's not just, you know, because, okay, I assess, this is where I am, this is where I'm going. Good. And then you turn the page and then you wake up and, you know, it suddenly happened. No. You know, you have, just like a bodybuilder will have to train every day to get to the muscle level that he wants, you have to train not only your mind, but your subconscious mind. And training means practice. Practice means having the right daily rituals. You actually have to change in order for the end of the story, I want to say, in your movie, for it to be a happy end. You can't just be laying on your couch, feeling miserable about yourself, going to work, nagging all day, complaining about your friends. And then you feel like, okay, just because I want it to change, it's just going to change. No, you have to have a clear vision and to train that vision for it to unfold the way you want. So you can maybe do a vision board. I make a new vision board every year just because I set myself new goals. Some of those goals are pretty ambitious. So, you know, at some point in my life, I didn't feel comfortable even putting them on my board because I didn't believe. And some of them I've put every year in a row because, you know, I felt like this is, you know, the great life that I had on that specific part of, you know, my entire existence was still great. And I wanted this part to still improve, say, my family life. You know, I remember, when was it, maybe 7, 8 years ago, I came upon readings and, you know, books, audios about the law of attraction,
how it worked. And, you know, I had a good job. My finances were okay. But I felt like I wanted companionship. I wanted a husband. And I felt like maybe before I didn't feel like I deserved it, and maybe that's why wanting it seemed so far-fetched. But I felt ready. I had worked on myself that, you know, I felt like I was a great woman. So I would be a great partner to a great man, no less than a great man. So I set a list, my wish list on, you know, what my ideal man would be. And believe it or not, a couple of weeks later, I met him. The first time I met him, he told me we were going to get married. And at that point, I had forgotten, you know, all the setup that I had done in my apartment and all the affirmation I had been doing and the visualization and stuff like that. Because when I met that guy, well, I didn't know him yet, and I didn't know he fit perfectly in, you know, the description I had of, you know, that great partner that I wanted for my life. Yet he had seen that person in me. And, you know, I called him all kind of, I thought he was crazy. I told him, come on, you know, we just met, you barely know me, you don't even know my last name, and you're telling me we're going to get married. And less than a year later, we were married. We were expecting our first daughter. Today we have two beautiful girls, and our life is great. Of course, you know, there's always room for improvement. And that's the beauty of it, because we've been together for a while and we have been evolving. And, you know, his own development and my development somehow had to go, you know, like parallel lines. You know, we had to be sort of, you know, still be different individuals, but look towards the same direction. And it's still the case today, and it's something I'm working on, and he certainly is so great, and, you know, better than me in that department. So that's one part that I always add on my vision board, because I have it already, but I want it to get better and better. But then there are things you can add, you know, career, money goals, friendship goals, spirituality, trips that you want to take. You know, vision boards, they're great. Meditation also is amazing. You know, you have to train. I mean, I'm sorry to repeat myself. You have to train on a daily basis. You have to start listening to your inner voice. And how can you actually listen to it if you never take the time? If you're always surrounded by clutter in your house or apartment, clutter by the noise pollution you're surrounded with, every day you have to make the time to meditate. It's not just going to fall on your lap like, okay, yeah, you know, now is the perfect time to meditate. No, it's not going to happen. You have to plan for meditation. Just like you're brushing your teeth, I hope, every day, at least twice or maybe three times a day, you have to plan for your meditation. It shouldn't be like a novelty or like, okay, yeah, let me do like a meditation here. No, you have to accept the fact that it has to be part of your life every day. Every day you have to nurture your relationship with your inner voice. And the more you nurture it, the clearer it will be to you, the louder it will speak to you. You're no longer going to wonder, well, where was that my intuition? No, you will know for sure, because you will know the sound of the voice of your higher self. So meditation, same as vision boards. I was telling my sister maybe a week ago,
because we made I made my vision board, and she felt inspired to make her first vision board, where she's 17. So, yes, I'm so glad that she actually felt like enticed to try something that she actually doesn't really believe in. She's like, oh, okay, why would I make a board and then, you know, my life will suddenly be great? But she gave it a chance. She made a great visual board, and I gave her a few tips on, you know, how to make it more efficient. Because there's no reason for you to put Beyonce or Rihanna on your vision board. I mean, it maybe looks good to you, but what does that mean to you? How does it translate? You certainly are not going to become Rihanna. So it has to make sense. But then the other step is I told her, okay, you've done your vision board. We're on the second week of January, and I barely see you looking at it. I mean, what's the point of making this great visual if you actually never look at it? So vision boards are meant to be in a place where you're going to have them in front of you or on, you know, on your site at all points. It could be in your bedroom. It could be ideally in your office. If you have a home office, if you're blessed enough, like me, to have to work for yourself, yes, you have it in your office because you have to take time to look at it, to feel the emotion of it, and yes, to have it even when you're not thinking of it, for it to become subliminal, to have those subliminal sparks of messages shouting at you without even you knowing, but your subconscious mind knows it. It has to be there. You can't do a vision board and then put it in a corner and expect it to work. No, the point is to train your subconscious mind to call upon your subconscious mind on a daily basis, several times in a day if you can, to shout at it and tell it to do things that are going to awaken you, make you brighter, more successful, things that are going to make you attain your goals. So it's important, visualization. Fourth element, and this is really something that is, you know, probably if you listen or read books about self-development or success, a lot of them are not going to talk about that. But this is really something that relates to the way I was brought up. It's magic or spirituality. And I know the word magic has pejorative connotations to it, same as the word rituals, maybe. Or invoking or incantation. Yes, those are words that have a bad rap in society we live in. Just because, you know, we've watched those movies and we've seen those TV shows that are portraying those words in situations we pretty much don't want to be involved in. But just look up the dictionary and, you know, look up the definition of those words. What is a ritual? What is an incantation? What does it mean to invoke on higher love beings? And the funny part is, you have already been doing these things all along. If you pray from time to time, it is a ritual. And actually, it is an incantation and an invocation because you're calling upon the highest being that we know of, the Almighty. So that's an invocation. That is a ritual. If you believe in the Holy Spirit, if you're a Christian, it is a belief based on faith, and it is an incantation. If you're not on the spiritual path, but just on the daily routine kind of thing, if you go to the gym, that is a ritual. If at some point when maybe you're running and you're, you know, you get to the level where you feel like you're out of breath and you feel like you're not strong enough and you tell yourself to push yourself, that is an invocation of your subconscious mind, of your higher self to give you more energy, to go beyond your limits. So those things, you've already been doing it.
you're not just putting the words, the actual words, because those words are frightening to us. They take us out of our comfort zone. To say out loud, I'm doing this in this ritual. I'm doing incantation. Yes, it may sound weird to most people, but are you an ordinary person or are you an extraordinary person? That's a question you ought to ask yourself. Because if you want to live an ordinary life and still among ordinary people, naggers and people feel like they're victims, well, guess what? You've been doing it. If that's working for you, great. If you want to step it up, if you want to get to extraordinary, then you have to start thinking like extraordinary people and be open to try things that maybe are out of your comfort zone, but things that work. So magic, spirituality. If you've seen my YouTube channel, Cosmonista Shreyas, well, you know that I do angel work, that I am an energy healer, that I own a all-natural Ayurvedic cosmetic line, and I also do magic potions. Two of them I sell on a more popular basis. The Lakshmi Fortune Oil, which is for luck, which is for money, wealth, financial blessings, and spiritual awakening as well. And the other one is the Rati Love Potion. So, yes, to attract your twin flame or, to the very least, your soulmate. So, magic for me has been part of my life since I was a kid. I don't even remember the first time I did or experienced magic. I was lucky enough that I grew up in Central Africa in a country called Gabon, which is on the coast, on the west coast of Africa. So I always had the beach and I always had the forest. And I was surrounded by nature. And growing up, I had my great-grandmother, who was a healer and who still is one of my spirit guides today. I would sometimes just go with her, on Saturday afternoon, go to the forest and walk around and see her with her machete, cutting branches to create paths. We went to places that probably people had never been before, or at least not so often, because every time we went to the forest or to the beach, it seemed to me like we went to a virgin place, and we would walk and reach a lake inside the forest, and I would look up and I would see the sun, piercing through the trees, and it was really, that was magic already. And also, seeing her, cutting a plant or a piece of tree and talking to it before, thanking that tree or that plant for its blessings, thanking Mother Nature. She would speak in our language, in our mother tongue. And sometimes I didn't understand really everything that she said, but, I never questioned it. And for me to have those scenes of people talking, from the outside, looking like they're talking to themselves, praying, is not really something that I felt was awkward, because I had always seen that. So, yes, magic is part of my life, and I never questioned it. There have been times when I felt like, because, you watch TV, basically, and you hear about bad witchcraft and, people working with the obscure. But that's a choice, because we live in a world of duality, of good and bad, yin and yang, light and dark. So, as long as you are acting on principles such as the golden rule,
do unto others as you would have them do unto you, on principles of free will, which is acting upon your own choice out of compromise, harming none, which is self-explanatory, and good of all, you know, that you, which you wish for you, has to benefit also the greatest number around you, then you're set. You know, you're acting out of love, out of conditional, unconditional love, out of non-judgment, out of respect for karmic laws and the law of attraction, and you actually are working on your full potential. So magic, add a little magic into your life. You know, think of those days when you're watching maybe a Disney movie and, you know, you see those stories that seemed maybe, well, unbelievable in quote-unquote real life. And start believe in the magic of Christmas. We're such resentful people. We're so trained to believe it's so cool to be a bitch, to complain about everything, to be, yes, you know, and I used to be one of those people living in New York and, you know, going and seeing a girl dressed in pink and like seeming happy with a boyfriend on a spring day and being like, what a bitch, you know, she thinks she is acting so happy. But yes, dare to be happy, dare to believe in magic, dare to start looking into nature and see the abundance that is nature. And finally, my fifth factor into manifesting, co-creating the life of your dream is action. Take action, because there is no point in believing. There is no point in doing your life assessment, where you are right now, where you want to go, where you want to head, what are the emotions you're going to feel, and asking for beings of love, energies of love surrounding you to bring you all those gifts, and then you don't take action. And maybe you should try to do, again, you know, more work on programming. And yes, it's a lifetime kind of dedication. Do some tapping. Do yoga. Do yoga of laughter or laughing yoga. That's great. It really removes all those points of tension in your body. Do Tai Chi. What do I know? Do capoeira. Do Zumba. Do everything you need to release the self-doubt, the points of tension, the voice that tells you you're not enough, because this is the journey. The journey is about self-love. As soon as you know you're worth it, as soon as you know you're deserving of those things, then you have the courage to take action, because you know, you realize that everything that's around you is virtual reality. It is something that can change in one day, just like you were born in a day and you'll die of your physical being in one day. You can also take a leap of faith, change your life in just one day. What do I say? In 1 second. Take action. You're going to hear your inner voice louder and louder. Don't just sit on your couch and keep watching TV, or even worse than that, don't read all those books about self-help, all the Tony Robbins, The Secret, all those things. You read them and you're there and feeling, okay, I'm grasping those concepts and those principles, and yet you're not doing a thing about it. Take action. Like I said, tapping is great because it releases tension. Acupuncture is great. All those things. Try to find what works for you, what you like, what's your, what is really, it's up to your personality. Work with crystals. I don't know, go to church, pray. You only know, you're the only person who knows what works, what will work for you. But if you don't try, you don't know. You won't know if you're good at meditation or if you're good at visualization unless you actually try. Try it. Stick to it. A habit takes a full cycle to really be absorbed. A change in your life takes a full moon. So try it for 28 days. Well, for me, 28 days is really also a magical cycle. You know, if you think of the lunar cycle, if you think of, well, for us women, menstrual cycle, yes, everything that is of bounty, everything that is that relates to fertility, whether it's giving birth or giving birth to a project you've been nurturing, you have to take action. And for it to be successful, it has to come from your inner voice. Your inner voice being louder and louder, and you trusting that voice and without hesitation, take action. Don't do it tomorrow, do it today. I think there's a Hindu proverb coming from the Vedic philosophy that says something like, if you wanted to do it tomorrow, do it today. If you wanted to do it in 5 minutes, do it now. Well, I'm pretty much, that's what I'm saying. Just do it. Just do it. You know, like the famous slogan. Do it. Just do it. Start living the life you've always dreamt of. You are the master of your own life, of your own destiny. You have been it all along. You have been surrounded by angelic, divine forces all along. And your soul, which is divine in nature, has been telling you to do these things all along, but you've not been listening. So take time for silence. Take time for contemplation. Take time for introversion. And then release in action while surrendering to the outcome. God bless you. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful year full of blessings, full of discovery of yourself and of your beauty. Really, really, it's a trip worth taking. So take it. God bless you. I love you. Until next time, be blessed and smile. Ciao.